Just one halakha, Bereshut Ma'alat HaRav, Baruch Haba Legavei HaRabba, Chacham Yaakov. Maran in Siman Resh talks about the laws of Zimun, where three people sat together and they were obligated in a Zimun, where they ate bread. And now two out of the three are ready to make the Zimun. The third one is not ready yet to make the Zimun. Halakha says the two are able to force the one to stop and to answer the Zimun. Maran writes that even if the third one doesn't want to stop, he wants to continue eating, they can make the Zimun nonetheless. And even if he doesn't answer, they fulfill their obligation of Zimun because he heard it, he was sitting there. Although he does not fulfill his mitzvah of Zimun because he didn't answer, but they are covered. And the law says the opposite, that one cannot force two. That if one of the eaters is ready to make the Zimun, because he ate quicker, he's not allowed to tell the other two, okay, I'm ready, stop for me. Now, of course, if they want to be generous, they could stop. But they're not obligated to stop, so the third person would have to wait. The Kaf HaHayim makes two exceptions. He said, if that one person is the father of the two people, so of course, Kibud Ab, they have to stop him. Or, if that third person is the rabbi, and the other ones are students, so clearly the students cannot tell the rabbi, no, we're not ready yet, and they hold them up. Therefore, in that case over there, certainly they should wait. The Mishnah Berurah gives another case where the two should acquiesce. And that's a case where the third person needs to make the Zimun because he has to go somewhere. Either he has Hefsed Mamon, he's going to lose money, and therefore it's critical for him to go. The Mishnah Berurah says if he has to go and the other two are not willing to wait, he can make the Zimun, make the Birkat Mazon on his own, even though he'll break the Zimun by that, because by Hefsed Mamon, we don't tell the guy that he has to wait. But the Mishnah Berurah says in that case, the two should acquiesce in order to let the guy answer the Zimun. Especially according to the Sefaradim, that we hold that the Berachav Zimun ends after Baruch She'achanu Meshlom Tu Hayinu. So there were, it's only a few seconds to say, you don't have to wait until he finishes Birkat Hazan, like the Ramah said, the Mitzvah of the Ashkenazim is. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says in that case, it would be appropriate when the third person has to rush to leave, that the two should not be sticklers, and they should allow the one to make the Zimun, and they should answer. Of course, once they answer, they can go back to continue eating.